What's poppin', part two people? Part two people! All right. Here we are for the Thursday edition. And there's all kinds of news. Mike Clark revealing he's suffering from paralyzed vocal cords. And he's not going to be here for a while. But he'll be back. It's not like he's dying or anything like that.
It's fixable.
Yeah, it's fixable. It's a pain in the ass, and I think he's been pretty miserable, which is terrible, but he's going to be back, and he'll be his old self. So
that sucks.
Yeah, it's a real drag, and it's going to be a while. I don't think he's going to be here anytime soon. I mean, I would say, I'm guessing he's at least 4 or 5 months out. Maybe I'm crazy.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be here for a while.
Oh, wow.
That's just my guess, though. I'm not a doctor, as Jim Harbaugh says.
That really bothers you when Harb says that, right?
No, I love it. I think it's so
pretty
cool.
Funny, yeah.
I think it's very funny. It cracks me up because he acts like he knows nothing. Because
it's the
he's not
second part of that. Like he can't get access to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he doesn't have access to the best doctors, you know, in the history of college football. Of course he does. And Charlie LaDuff.
Yeah.
Charlie announced he was leaving Fox 2 as of today. I wonder if they did anything on the 5 or the 6. They did.
Today they did?
I've got the 5 and the 6. Oh, wait. I think I got the 5.
We can't hear you, Joey.
Speak up, Joe.
Drew will get the megaphone.
It's on the 5 or the 6. I'm not sure. Let me check.
You added nothing.
Please check.
That's great.
Did you have a favorite Charlie story, Trudy?
You know what? I heard you guys talking and reminiscing about his stories, and the very first time he popped into my awareness was the Iceman article in the Detroit News.
Oh, yeah. That caused him a lot of trouble, too.
Oh, yeah.
He gave him a lot of shit about that.
I had no idea how much, but that story was just so compelling, and I remember calling him and asking him for an interview and didn't realize what a character that he was at that point.
Did you guys talk?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We did. And like used it on the air. And
that's funny. I don't remember that.
I think you were off then.
I do remember the story though. And he, maybe I was off. He told me, I think last summer we were just starting the podcast, I believe. But he told me what a bunch of bullshit that turned out to be. Got a bunch of shit for it.
Oh yeah.
Which was very unwarranted.
Well, because everybody was pointing the fingers at everybody else, which is typical, and that's what he tapped into in this town is how many people won't take blame, won't take responsibility, and he made interesting stories about that people would pay attention to. And this is such a loss. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, it is really, for local TV and for people who are maybe screwing around with public dollars, it's a good day for them.
Did you see his post on, I think it was Facebook about it? He reposted again about leaving and it being his last day. He's like, but I'm going to have my eye on you and use the most unflattering picture of Mike Duggan. It was really funny.
Well, that's good.
Terrible
and I
loss.
Believe him when he says that. If he sees something out there he doesn't like, I'm sure he'll try to do something about it.
Well, I mean, the way he interprets the stories that he comes across are so relatable that, you know, some people may not listen to him if they were, you know, it would just be white noise in the background.
No, I totally agree.
Were telling that story.
There's a boring way to tell stories that he has told in a very fun and interesting way.
You end up
there's
wondering,
no doubt.
Why is that guy in his underwear?
Right, with a towel in his head.
Yeah.
In the bathtub.
Yeah.
Everyone loves that
story.
Such
a great story. And the golf thing was just epic.
The golf thing, yeah, golfing across the city. That was so crazy.
Everybody was
so silly.
So amazed by that.
He actually did that. It's so funny. And going down the Rouge River, too, in the boat.
Yeah.
And getting that scummy water all over him.
Remember when he drank the Detroit water? When he did the story on the water and he actually took a...
he did.
Took the cup and dipped it in the river. Here's the Fox 2 piece they did today.
Okay.
What did Huell and Sherry have to say?
I'm sure Huell's
deli
bummed
bakery
out.
Managers and Huell loved him. Plus bakers and cooks. Salaries will
Huell came to the charity thing at the zoo. He showed up. He did.
The job shop at foxtodetroit.com. Well, after 6 years at Fox 2, Charlie LaDuff is ready for his next big adventure.
Before launching the Fox franchise, The Americans, Charlie made his mark in Detroit, holding officials accountable, and fighting for the people, telling stories in a way only Charlie can.
Let's take a look back now at some of Charlie's greatest stories.
What's up, man?
He's gone, man.
Really?
Yeah. He left this tape, though. It says, play me. Man, I don't have time for this. I gotta finish a project.
Hold on. There's a second note. It says, stop being a b-. This is more important. Huh. Roll that tape, Chris. Roll that
really
tape.
Really good.
Want to know why your taxes are sky high, the roads are collapsing, and you can't get a car? Because your government stinks. Well, it's budget season in Wayne County again, and Bob Picano's really laid an egg this time.
So now you'll have a tax base that will start to come in and probably for start sure. to help.
For sure, but we could have saved $300 million and Charlie? Done that in the first place.
Charlie?
I have no idea.
Charlie?
I don't know.
I don't know. How could you not know with money flying around everywhere?
Pitch us. Are you the worst politician in America?
The broccoli's brown.
Are we really saving money, Bob?
Hot dog. Yep, that's me.
There it is.
No shame to my game.
I see.
I'm talking to nobody else's wife. Shoot.
Tastefully cropped, I might add.
Well, thank you. Thank what? You. You can almost get that here.
He was
now.
Proud of that picture. He was. There's the Rouge River. That story went about 10 minutes, I swear.
A plant, a perch, and a prophylactic. Pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
I've always been different. Huh. 1 foot over the line.
Getting his chest waxed?
Oh, his cheerleading.
Oh, the Harbaugh story.
Remember me?
You're right there.
Yeah, how's your hair doing?
It's okay.
I should see you over that.
What do you mean?
That's me and Sean Penn's documentary on YouTube.
No, that's Robert Frank in the book, no, dude. What do you mean? Like, you don't know the name
Americans.
Of the show.
Is that power hooked up legit there?
My power is...
That's not legit.
It's not legit.
No, you're stealing a bit of power.
I am blessed.
We choose to believe this man is who we really are in America, or what we can and ought to be.
DJ, you care about us all?
White, care about everybody. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, African-American.
Would you have your grandchildren bathe daily in that water coming out of those pipes?
Rick Snyder.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, because again, that's the advice I've gotten.
Cracker.
Liar.
Oh, this one.
Cracker.
KKK.
He's with the white supremacist and he offered him a cracker.
The best places to work. You get $9 an hour.
Oh, and picking grapes.
Almost 100 degrees today. So I don't know. If I was hungry, I guess. If I was unemployed, for sure.
You make the city look like
this
hell.
Is popping out of the tire.
Children, animals, and morons can get hurt playing in these things. Reporting in a corner of Detroit where things are just a little bit nicer. Charlie LaDuff, Fox 2 News.
Man. Gonna miss him. Really gonna miss him. A unique voice, a unique presence, and really going to miss his take on things.
Oh, no question. You know, the great thing about Charlie is that he could speak to anyone, mm-hmm. from a corporate CEO to the governor, yeah. to some guy on the street. He could speak to them, and he could get to the heart of what mattered to them.
Yeah.
And that showed up in everything he did. He cared about people more than anything else. He cared about people. He cared about this city. And I believe there are bigger and better things ahead for Charlie.
Oh, I think so, too.
No question.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you, buddy.
Yeah,
but see you soon.
Wait.
Yeah, he'll hit it on the head.
That's a good piece.
He's scary smart, first of all.
He's really smart. And he's brilliant. He is.
Why wasn't Charlie on there? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Yeah, why wasn't he on set? I wonder.
He didn't want to be.
Oh, really?
He didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't. You know, we'll ask him tomorrow. But I asked him the same thing, and he said, nah. I knew they would do something. I knew they would. I knew somebody, because as of Tuesday when I talked to him, they had no plans to do anything big. They were going to do maybe something. They didn't want to do anything sad, something maybe, you know,
right.
a couple minutes long, but upbeat. Mm-hmm. And I thought, no, they got it. They have to do more than
amazing
that.
Amazing editing on that piece, too.
That was really good.
Whoever edited that. an artist.
Yeah, with the Stones at the beginning. That was really cool.
Yeah.
That's his usual editor, right? Wasn't that Matt?
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, right in the beginning.
That, mm-hmm. that guy's...
He's a Notre Dame fan, but whatever.
Wow.
I think he is.
Is that all you take away?
Ah, no.
Charlie does have an affinity for the downtrodden. There's no doubt. And they have an affinity for him because when we went out to lunch with that girl who bought Charlie and I for lunch at the first responders chili cook-off 3 years ago.
Rochelle.
We walked around downtown to go meet a buddy of his, which is amazing how people just materialize, you know. Oh, there's a buddy, he's two blocks down. We'll just walk down there, and then we go meet this guy. And, oh, there's somebody else, I've got to go meet him, you know, 3 blocks this way. And you walk around. I could not believe how many cars honked at him.
Yeah.
And people would get out, and they'd want a selfie. And these are like 60-year-old black women, 75-year-old black men, 20-year-old white guys, people, there was no demographic for him.
Yeah.
Everyone.
You're right, yeah.
It was amazing. But I do think he does have a thing for speaking up for those who can't speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And does an amazing job.
Yeah.
And just like the demolition thing, really, which was his last big deal, the demolition story.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he just killed that. I mean, mm-hmm. honest to God, the FBI's in town.
Yeah.
FBI's investigating that story.
Wow. Good.
Who would have thunk that they would dare fuck around with the public money on that? After Kilpatrick, you would think they would cross every T and dot every I.
That's why you need people watching.
Exactly. And that story within the whole demolition thing, when he was talking to the head of the program,
mm-hmm.
when he asked him how much he made. And,
and Alexis Wiley, he looks at Alexis Wiley and she's like, oh, this is public. You can tell him. I mean, he's going to find out anyway. You might as well tell him. He was so sheepishly stupid.
But they were talking to him like he was stupid. Charlie, no, you don't understand. He said, yeah, I do. This number does not equal this number. Why doesn't this number equal that number? And they just, they wouldn't listen to him. They were trying to talk. They thought they could talk their way around him. No. And Doug had called him out at the State of the City address.
Yeah. Oh, what a dick. Yeah.
That was terrible.
Isn't that the way, though? I mean, to get people to answer questions that are pertinent is to know your shit.
Yeah,
like he did.
Exactly.
And I remember him talking about he studied the law, you know, and all of the records that were kept in the demolition story, and just, you know, like piles and piles and piles of stuff you have to go through.
That was a lot of work. He didn't have a producer either. He wanted desperately like a $50,000 a year person who could do a lot of that stuff for him, but they just don't pay for stuff like that now.
Right.
So he had to do it himself. And he does, he's a steel trap for information. Once it's in there, it doesn't get out.
Detroit's a huge loss.
But I think he's going to, I have a feeling he's going to write a book.
That's good. I like the last one.
That was great. It was really good. if not that, I don't know. We'll grill him tomorrow. The funny thing, though, I mean, the thing that I couldn't stop laughing about was that he's working at Coney Island for health insurance.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he was jerking my chain or not, because I thought, you know, if he wanted me to repeat that, I can't help repeating it because it's so funny. And he could be bullshitting me, but I think he's telling the truth. I think he needs health insurance, so he would just as soon work at Coney Island in a mindless job. And he'll probably have a ball. He'll probably be the coolest Coney Island employee in history.
and he still gets to meet people.
Yeah.
With stories.
Exactly. No, it'll be a whole different view of life for him because he's like that. Mm. And, you know, reading Jack Kerouac and Neil Cassidy, you know, Kerouac's driver.
Yeah.
Actually, he drove the Merry Pranksters, too.
Oh, right.
Amazingly. How cool is that Neil Cassidy drove both groups of people? Those guys always worked in Coney Island-type places when they need money for booze and food for a couple weeks.
Oh,
they're going to go to a good whorehouse in Mexican. They'd work at a restaurant.
60s.
Wait tables and wash dishes.
Yeah. So. Wow.
Yeah.
He's a poet, that's for sure. Anyway.
Yeah, so tomorrow we'll hear it from his mouth. And in the meantime, we've got our 105-year-old aerobics instructor.
Yoga.
In our 100-plus phone book. We can't get numbers for anybody under 100, so we just do the best we can. We look for those weird people over 100 who are still doing stuff.
Your story about walking around with Charlie in Detroit reminded me of the other story on Fox 2 News we need to watch.
Which one?
Where the other guy was, they knew this guy that was in the neighborhood that pulled some shenanigans the other night.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
The bus stop dude.
Yeah. after we call
There were
our...
a bunch of crazy stories like that. Channel 7 had a story about the drive-through heroin's house.
What?
Yeah, it's a drive-through. It's like a McDonald's drive-through for heroin.
Oh, all right.
Abandoned house.
Convenient.
Well, cool. Gets them out of the neighborhood quicker.
They were taking in about $5,000 a day, 150 customers.
Wow. What?
And the place is boarded up, except they had one window on the side that was wide open. I guess you just drive up to that window.
Cool.
Throw your money in. Up comes the heroin.
Well, what? I mean, how could that go wrong?
I guess apparently too many people knew about it.
Oh,
And then the cops stupid police had to find out.
How come Detroit is never part of cops?
They were in Mr. Show with Bob and David.
Hello.
Oh. Hello. Is Lily Ray there?
Is what?
Is Lily Ray there?
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
Lily Ray, this is Drew and Mark and Trudy, and we're broadcasting tonight. We heard that you are an aerobics instructor.
Yoga.
A yoga instructor. Is that true?
Yes.
Are you also 105 years old?
Yes.
Wow.
That is amazing. How do you do it at your age?
Very easy.
Really?
Now, who am I talking to?
Drew. My name's Drew, but Mark is here, and Trudy's here, too.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hi. Mark.
And Trudy.
Hi.
Yeah, we got three people. We're all talking. We'll try and take turns because we all want to know what's going on over there.
What's your?
We had a big party for me. Yeah.
Hey.
I like doing, and I get down on the floor and I kick my legs and I do everything a yoga person's supposed to do.
Wait, can you do this?
I do a duplicate bridge.
Can you do the splits?
Halfway.
Oh my God.
That's more than I can do.
Yeah.
And I'm about half your age.
What's your favorite yoga position?
I haven't any favorite.
Well,
I have one called Graceful that I have them move their legs, not their legs, their arms.
Mm-hmm.
But I like them all.
Could you stand on your head still?
What about the hospital?
Can you stand on your head still?
I stand on my head. I haven't tried that.
Handstand or headstand?
Well, don't make sure you don't.
Is that common yoga position?
I have one yoga
position?
Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
What about downward facing dog?
Mark. I've got hearing aids that aren't working very good.
Okay. You're sure you're a yoga teacher,
well,
right?
Well, thank God Drew has the megaphone because that helps with the high tones.
Maybe you can hear this a little better.
Does that sound better?
No, it was all right. Yeah, talk a little slower.
Okay, it's better without the megaphone, maybe.
Talk slower.
Where are you?
We're in the Detroit area. Where's Lily Ray?
Is that where you are now?
Yeah, we're the Detroit area, exactly. Where's Lily Ray?
Oh,
Ludington, remember?
Ludington, that's right, Ludington. You're Ludington.
Yeah.
Okay.
The home of Luke Jensen.
Have you heard of Luke or Murphy Jensen, the tennis players?
No.
Is there a famous lighthouse there, maybe, in Ludington?
There is a famous, but I remember I'm 105 and I'm not interested in everything.
Hey, that's okay. Some stuff is just boring. You shouldn't be.
Good.
But let me ask you something, because you've been on the earth for a while and you're probably a very wise person. I always heard that it was good for a female to be limber and you know stuff like yoga, that it was good for a woman to be nice and stretchy and limber. And
stretchy.
I'm not going to get any more specific than that, but would you agree with that?
I am limber.
Yeah. No, I know. But isn't it good for a woman to be limber?
Yoga, you kick your legs, you throw yourself from one side to the other. Get down on the floor, take your legs and twirl them around.
I'll take this class.
My problem is, Lily, I get on the floor and I end up just staying there because it's really comfortable.
Well, are you lying down or sitting up?
Right now or when I'm on the floor? Inevitably, I'm lying down wherever I am.
Mark's
Do you
very...
get the Daily News from Ludington?
Yeah.
We're reading from that, yes.
Well, yeah. my they had my picture in the paper yesterday, and then today they had a write-up about me.
You're on TV, too. I'm looking at the story about you on TV where you're actually teaching the class. It looks like there's at least, 10 or 12 students in that class.
It's usually around 22 to 26.
No way.
Wow.
I didn't get to see it on the TV. Oh. I didn't have my TV on, and when I went to Bridge today, they said, "Did you see yourself?" I said, "No, why?" And they said, you were in Grand Rapids.
Oh, you don't have TiVo, apparently.
Lily, you were on national TV on ABC Nightline, they showed you. Did you know that you were on national television?
Was that Nightline?
No.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Serious?
I did. Sure.
Yeah, wow. You're on ABC News, national news, Lily. That's cool.
Ow.
You're also on, have you ever heard of the internet? You're on that, too, which goes all over the world.
You mean I'm on the TV now?
No, not right now. We were just watching a tape of it.
Oh boy.
We're watching a replay. You can do that now.
Oh,
I
don't know how.
Have you been on the internet?
Yes.
Mark. That is a fair question.
I'm a healthy person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor just the other day for a checkup.
Excellent.
I think that makes a difference. He says your heart, your liver, what's the other one, is good.
Heart, liver, your lungs, maybe?
Kidneys?
And
bowels?
I enjoy doing the yoga.
Yeah, I'm sure it's helping you a lot.
You look great.
And being a director of Bridge, you have to use your brain a little bit. They won't know what they're supposed to do.
No, that's great, because if you don't use it, what do they say? You don't use it and you lose it, right?
Is that true?
But I didn't. What was I doing on TV? When I went to Bridge this afternoon.
I think you're reading the Gettysburg Address.
They had seen me.
They showed
taking
you
batting practice.
Debating Donald Trump.
No, you're doing yoga, actually.
Yeah.
And I think you took some BP too.
Bingo.
You're doing your legs, extending your legs.
You were laying on the ground and you were doing like windmills with your legs.
Your form was brilliant.
I'm twirling them.
Yeah, you're twirling.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, you were killing it.
What do you think of yoga pants? Do you wear yoga pants, Lily?
No.
Great question. Whoa, that really threw for a loop there.
Do you know what yoga pants are?
No.
Oh, they're just real tight-fitting pants.
All the kids,
they can look really good, though.
All the kids today are wearing them. No respect.
There's some man in New York had a fit over people wearing yoga pants. He thinks women shouldn't look sexy, I think.
Not going to translate.
I probably had an outfit on, but going to yoga, I got a birthday present from one of my nephews. And they were tight pants.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
A loose top.
Yeah.
And a tube top.
And a loose top.
Oh, loose
top. Oh, loose top, okay.
So you're free to move.
So,
yeah.
So they award the Bridge Day because I got it yesterday for my birthday. And I said, this isn't me. And they laughed because.
A lot of focus on this.
This reminds me of the last time we talked to that one lady and we couldn't understand her, but only Trudy could, the Cubs fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Trudy, can you translate?
Right.
All I can say is that I'm enjoying my life. Everybody here came and had a big party for me at the center.
That's really cool.
What else did you get for your birthday?
What did I get?
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah, what other gifts did you get for your birthday?
I got a lot of money.
Money?
But what
did you give 105-year-old cash?
I'll be
down.
They're
going to
get it back.
Kind of tacky.
A lot of them gave money.
Mark,
this is for the center.
Isn't that nice?
we own two lots. It's like the house. The house is 105, just like me, and the two lots that are 105.
What a coincidence. That's crazy.
Yeah. And there's a beautiful tree on it. And one of the yoga girls took a picture of it, and then they enlarged it in a big frame, and they presented that at the senior center.
That's really that's very thoughtful. It sounds like overall a real winning birthday for you, and that's what we want to do. Really, we were calling to wish you a happy birthday, Lily.
Okay, it has been a happy birthday.
Excellent.
What they tell me is that I don't look quite so old.
No,
not at all.
No. Not even close. And that's we want to tell you that too. And we were going to just do that and let you go before we spoil it. And congratulations on your great yoga teaching too. That's so happy that you're able to do that.
Well, I enjoy doing it.
Good.
Very cool.
Keep it up, Lily.
So how come you call? How'd you get my telephone number?
Oh boy.
Some stranger gave it to us in a bathroom, I think. No, I'm just kidding. That didn't happen.
It's on the phones. Ma Bell gave it to us.
It was
us.
On TV.
Yeah.
They put it on TV.
It's in the phone book.
No, just kidding.
Are you going to put me on TV again?
No. No, we're on the radio, though. You're sort of. Internet radio.
It's on a podcast.
But we can show you how to get on TV. Maybe we'll call you back a little later.
Much later. I just wondered what I was doing on when they asked
yoga.
Me. You were doing. I had different guys that were taking pictures.
She really cares about that.
Yeah. You should get someone to show you that. They can find it on the internet.
And a great grandchild or something who's taped great grandma on
TV.
But
I don't have a computer either.
Well, somebody can show you at Christ. The senior center.
Don't you have a
I'll
great?
Be down.
Huh? Huh? No.
Anyhow,
don't you have a great grandkid that when they come over, they're all like they're looking at their phone? Just tell them to show you on their phone. Like, do you have great grandchildren?
Yeah.
And when they
did
come,
I what? Have children?
Great grandchildren.
Yeah, they like don't you have like a 20-year-old that's related to you somehow?
You know, the person that's always looking down at their phone when they visit you.
I never had any children.
Oh,
but
you did.
I had wonderful nephews.
Okay,
I have one niece. She died in 82.
And no wonder she wants to stay on the phone.
Grandnieces, and I heard from them all yesterday, wishing me a happy birthday.
Wow!
They have children, but I never had any.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you can share in the joy. Certainly, and it sounds like you did. But we really have to run along here. We're under a lot of pressure, so unfortunately, we have to get going. But
thank you.
Yeah. Nice talking to you. Nice talking to you, Lily. Congratulations.
Bye, Lily.
Bye, Lily.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. See you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
She wasn't taking the hint, so I had to up the pressure a little
bit.
Now
she's going to be worried.
What are they doing to that boy?
Why are they under pressure?
She really wanted to see herself on TV. Though.
I know.
She's got
I know.
A little vanity
what's wrong
there?
With her fucking great nephews or whatever for they're, not taping it for her?
They're buried in their phone when they come visit great Aunt Lily. They don't want to be there.
She really looks very young, though.
For her age, yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't look a day over 100. No, if I saw her, I would guess, honestly, like 80s. 85.
I'd say 85. Yeah.
She's
look at 85 is no great shakes. I mean,
she was very
she was
concerned.
Wearing tight pants, though.
Very concerned with what position they showed her in.
I know, she thought they were going to nail her in some really unflattering pose.
Bent over from behind.
Or in the locker room, some hidden camera in the locker room nailed her.
Yeah. Could they see my camel toe?
Lily.
Those yoga pants, yeah.
She was a doll.
She was really straining to get the words out there, though. I could swear she has a smoker's voice.
Yes.
Probably.
A little bit.
Sounded like it. I bet she quit about 20 years ago.
I mentioned, remember Dorothy, the Cubs fan that only Trudy could understand?
Yes.
You know, she died like a week after we
I know.
Her.
I know. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'll be down.
Oh, my God.
Is that her?
No, that's the people at the nursing home. Yeah. The insincere, I'll be darned woman.
Yeah, we kept getting.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'll be darn, isn't it? I'll be darn.
I'll be darn.
I'll be darn.
Mark was recycling.
No, we're going to have to wait another 100 years.
Well, Mark was recycling his jokes to the 108-year-old.
I should have asked her if she was a Cubs fan. I could have recycled that joke.
Oh, you got a lot of mileage out of that one.
That joke killed. I mean, to the right audience.
Mark, have you been keeping up with this Von Miller story?
The sex tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
This story is really kind of funny because I guess because this chick said suddenly that I've got a sex tape of Von Miller and I think I'm going to put it out there. All of a sudden, he's in this position of saying, hey, I never want a tape of this bitch. I don't know what the fuck's going on. She screwed me.
Yeah.
And so now she's saying, first she said, look, I made the tape so I could watch it and masturbate, okay?
Fake.
Thinking that everyone would go, oh my God, that's so hot. Yeah. They're not even going to bother to get upset with her because she's masturbating
she's
to it.
She's
hot,
so too.
Cool.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, of course, she nailed Von Miller.
She's not that. I think he could do better.
Really?
I do.
Huh.
Did you think she was really super duper hot?
She was pretty, yeah. Isn't she like a model of some sort?
I didn't think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Hey, you're changing your tune, huh?
No, I must have been looking at the wrong girl. I don't know. She's not a 10.
Her name's Elizabeth Ruiz, right?
We're talking about a Super Bowl MVP, right?
Yeah.
Not that he has to be with the hottest chick.
She's got a killer body.
Why is he mad that she masturbates to his...
That was her excuse.
Well, that was what she said. That was why she said she taped it, you know, because supposedly she was extorting him. Then she said, oh, no, I'm not extorting him. I just wanted to masturbate to it because I thought it was so hot. Now, today she's saying that he pressured her into making the sex tape. She said she began having sex with Von Miller when he suggested, we should probably record this.
Yeah.
And when I finally gave in, I was like, okay, fine, we'll record it, she said. So I pulled up my phone, we started recording. The whole time, everything was consensual. After the trip, Von did call me, we talked. He's like, do you still have that tape? I was like, yes, I do. He said,
okay, cool, send it to me.
It's like, no, I don't want it to get out. So that's why she says she has it. He never asked me to delete it. I never went up to Von asking for $2.5 million or $1. My attorney told him the situation was, and they threw out the first offer, and my attorney counteroffered with the $2.5
million. Oh, $2.5 million?
They offered like...
Knock it off.
They offered like $5,000 or something, and they said, well, our side's $2.5 million. So they did throw that number out there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... I don't know if I believe that the way she's describing that story. That seems a little disingenuous.
No, I think she's trying to extort him.
It sure sounds like it.
She tried to sell it to TMZ?
I think she was trying to sell it to anybody. Now, why?
Yeah, I think she just threw it out there.
Are you surprised that she had it? So they come back to him for $2.5 million. Would he really even care? I mean, would that really hurt Von Miller if a sex tape got out? Single, right?
Isn't he? There's a little bit of pressure if you're Von Miller. I think. I mean, people would certainly expect you to be a pretty good performer. Probably. Part of the hung jury.
I didn't even think of that aspect of it. So you're saying Von Miller's a pin?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that expectation would be that he's anything but.
Yeah.
Because he's Von Miller.
Exactly.
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. So.
He's a big hulky football player.
I assume that's the case. So why would he care? Put it out.
I don't think it matters a damn bit.
I mean,
the guy has a lot on the ball. He seems like a pretty good guy, too.
He's sure he has
no problem meeting women.
You ever seen interviews with him? He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's really
a bright guy.
Cat. Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he would be with such a shallow chick if that's...
Well, she is a rap video chick. She's been in a bunch of rap videos.
Oh.
I think she's pretty. I don't know.
They met in Cancun, so he was probably like...
Oh,
wasted.
Hammered. Yeah, they're both hammered.
Vacationing.
Yeah, she's pretty cute. I judged. I don't think I was looking at the right girl. Oh, wait a second.
Ooh.
She looks a little heavy there.
Really?
Not that that bothers me.
She's got curves. She's got big curves.
Oh, yeah.
She does have big. That's what I mean. She has big.
Like
curves.
A poor man's Nicki Minaj, but not as extreme as Minaj. Right?
That's probably a good way of putting
it. She's got hips and a butt.
Yeah.
A butt.
You got a beautiful face.
And a butthole. Yeah.
Yes, she.
I hope she does.
Most people do have a butthole.
Really?
Oh, she had an angry face there. I just saw the face when she's pissed,
ooh,
which can really change how you feel about a chick. That's the face. What was the face I said should be on every girl's driver's license?
Crying?
Them crying.
Cry face.
I want that cry face on every driver's license. Should be a national. There should be a law. And wouldn't that help?
Is it well?
Don't you wish you could see a dude making an angry face on his driver's license? You could judge him at his angriest moment.
Sure, because that's the face that the cops see when they ask you for your driver's.
That's the face that you might see too.
Either
when
crying,
he's irrationally mad at you.
That's the face the San Bernardino shooter was making when she came over.
No,
her angry face.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh boy.
She's gross.
Oh, she got big ass.
Really?
I'm not. I'm telling you, that big ass thing, that giant ass thing.
Like, she's got it wrapped up in one of those
sarong
neoprene suits, though.
Oh, wow, let me see.
So it looks like a beach ball. Like two beach balls.
Something's going on where Drew thinks everyone's huge today.
No. No, I don't mind a few extra pounds. I prefer a few extra pounds to a few less pounds.
Is that our Spider-Man? Yeah,
skinny
Spider-Man.
Skinny to me is criminal.
She looks good there. No?
That's not a big ass.
She's ample.
It's a nice ass, right?
Trudy, you're with me.
It's.
He's with me.
It's pretty round. I mean, it's.
There's a lot in there.
Like Kardashian, it's no bigger than Kardashians.
No.
And you appreciate that, right?
Kim, I kind of do. She looks better from the front, but wow, those are wide hips. Whoa.
I'll take her. Man. Dibs. Dibs.
It's all yours. Hey, it's all yours.
Thank you. Gladly. And apparently a Papini sister, too.
Yeah, go have that, too.
Have that, too.
We were talking before the show, Mark and I, about The Walking Dead, and I know you don't have any interest hilarious. In it, but how...
I do have some interest in it, because everyone around me watches it.
How many large people are in that show, which is unbelievable to the viewer, because they've been starving forever. None of them have any food, and they have to get by on just brute force constantly.
There should just be an episode where they're just pigging out, because obviously some of them just pig out.
I mean, so how do some of those people end up being fat?
They steal food from other people, like Mags. I don't know.
There's no way. There's just absolutely no way. So
easy on Mags.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I can watch that show much longer.
Well, you know,
I can't suspend belief.
Drew, you know what bothers me most about that show, right?
About The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Marginally interested.
I know.
Wait,
he's
no,
busy tapping away.
What are
that the people won't get cleaned up or go take a shower or jump in the river.
Oh, yeah. No, I hate that, too. I always hated that part.
Dirt and
everyone is always grimy on that show, and I feel gross watching it.
Every time I see Daryl, it's like, go take a shower or jump
in
a river.
Misty, that's what people love about him is because he looks so,
push the hair out of your eyes, you dope. Can't you know you want to see a little bit?
He's a former Calvin Klein model.
I know. Is he really that hot? Because other people say he is, and it's, I don't know.
I actually think he's got that real, like...
Rugged?
Backwoods hotness.
Okay, that's a thing.
And
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know. That's a thing.
Backwoods hotness.
Redneck hotness.
I mean, that exists from the male perspective. Yeah, right.
It's a hillbilly hot look. You know, like Jethro is sort of hot in a way.
Jethro Bodine.
Jethro Bodine.
You know Jethro Bodine.
Jethro Bodine was hot.
Was sort of. You know, if he would have kept his mouth. If he would have kept his mouth shut.
A strong
like
man.
All men.
Yes.
He was a powerful man.
But the person in the last episode of The Walking Dead on Sunday was grossly obese.
Yeah,
and everybody
Tara.
Kept pointing it out, and then half the people on the comment section were like, she was pregnant?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well, she was really thin the last time she was on the show, because the way this year's going, they're like doing these one-off stories because everybody's spread out. And that's all anybody thought was, oh my God, look how big her boobs are. Her
boobs were enormous.
Nobody could figure out why her boobs are so big.
Yeah, and she did a lot of running, so they were bouncing around all over the place. Anyway, sorry, Drew.
So, of course, everybody had to Google her and read about her and find out that she's also a Scientologist.
Oh, God, yeah.
She's also Danny Masterson's sister.
And he's a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Was she, like, really gigundo boobs even for being pregnant?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that
who
Jay's calling up right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Here, you know
Jay's in his own world over there.
Also trying to find anything on Elizabeth here that's...
Oh.
Really? You don't like her at all?
Woman. She's cute. No, she's got a really pretty face. I like her.
Well, she's mine, so back off.
She's just a little wide, a little bit of a wide load.
Wide? Come on. Don't say wide load.
Oh, Mark.
Makes her sound
Mark.
Makes her sound.
Wait a second. Mark.
Oh.
Mark.
Whoa.
Look at this
Maybe
picture.
Is this a retaining day?
Tell me she doesn't have a big ass.
Look. Ooh.
That's a bad angle.
Oh, it is not. Mark, you cannot make a
good enough for Von Miller.
You cannot make a nice, healthy female ass look like that at any angle.
You guys are insane.
That's a big ass.
Trudy. Like three asses there on just one
it's
butt
because
cheek.
She's got the
Trudy,
cranked
even
up
with girl
butt.
Code in effect, you have to acknowledge that's
a
big ass.
Yeah, that is huge. It starts in the middle of her back.
A little help. Is that chick hot?
Her butt starts in the middle of her back.
I think it's hot.
Thank you.
Really?
You don't think her ass is big?
It's big,
but it's not fat. It's not like
it's
gross.
Not super huge to the point where it's like cottage cheesy or anything.
Yeah,
it's
headed there. It's on its way.
When it gets there,
sprinter or something.
She's only like 24.
I describe it as ample.
It's Kirby Puckett-esque.
What? No, don't inject Kirby Puckett's bubble butt into this.
A big ass. Oops.
Butt implants? Could be,
possibly. I was debating that myself.
Well,
she got
the worst.
Whoa, she got a big ass.
Oh, come on.
She got a big ass.
Well, all of the pictures that she takes are of her ass, so obviously she's...
It's her best asset, right?
She seems to be trying to sell her big ass.
What does Jay think? Jay, you on comment?
Jay hates any ass that's even slightly big.
That's a huge ass. I'm sorry. It's a really big
Jay
ass.
Thinks Miley Cyrus's ass is too fat.
Really?
Yeah. Totally.
No.
I'm trying to find this girl. What's like a good scene where she's moving around from The Walking Dead, Trudy?
Oh, Tyra?
So Drew can see it.
When she's at the bridge fighting the zombie, running through the forest.
Okay, that's kind of
jungle
where,
or whatever.
That's kind of where I was going, yeah.
Yeah.
So Drew can see her.
The Malcolm in the Middle guy, Francis, is also a Masterson.
Oh, really?
Of the Scientology persuasion, too, yeah.
Is that right?
Mastersons are taking over.
Yeah, that family.
Right, you got me thinking about the Kardashians because of that
there you go.
Big ass. But I got all the new tabloids today. There's so many stories about Kanye and...
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. I have a feeling that Kanye will not be married to Kim Kardashian much longer.
Oh, no. That's true. Really?
I'm here to tell you. Well, we talked about it a little bit, but it's pretty well laid out in that she was at the point when she left to go to New York for her dealio.
Yes.
She was going to make her first public appearance since she was robbed at gunpoint.
Yes.
And she was already angry at him because... When she went through that whole thing, what did he do? He went right back to his tour.
Mm-hmm.
He basically took about 5 minutes out. You know, are you okay? Let me hire some new security. And
he stopped the show.
He was on his way. But that was for him.
Yeah.
For his rant. And then...
No. When she got into trouble, remember, he stopped the show. He's like, oh. Family emergency.
Right. 10 minutes before.
In a flight to Paris.
Yeah.
The show was already over anyway. But the point was that even with her being just... robbed of a $10 million ring and all that other stuff, or $5 million ring, whatever she was robbed of, within seconds or within maybe a day, it was all about him again and all his problems. And that apparently that's the whole thing with him, is that it's all about him. It's always about him. And he never shuts up about all of the horrible injustices being done to him.
Right. And that clashes with Kardashian.
But it's not like she didn't know that. I mean, wouldn't you know that about Kanye West before you started dating him?
I would think so. They make it sound like he's got really severe mental problems, like possible schizophrenia.
Yeah. He was in a
bipolar,
pretty severe accident at some point, so he probably has had injuries that are exacerbated by...
What was he in an accident? You mean like as a kid or something?
At the beginning of
his
career.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
his mouth wired shut.
I didn't know that.
He had his mouth wired shut, which seems to be an ideal thing for Kanye.
No, he sounds really quite nuts. And I don't know, you know, I would say genius on the cusp of nuttiness, but I don't know that I want to credit him with being a genius because I think he's great.
Musically,
I think he's really talented.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, he can't go to sleep. He's so busy being great that he can't get sleep. I don't think I buy that. The car accident that changed his life. Hey, well, his face is pretty beat up.
They gave his doctor's phone number out on Inside Edition today, if you want to call it.
Yeah, let's call him.
Really?
Sure.
Because his doctor's phone number is on the back of his car.
Oh, is that the doctor, the 911 professional who said don't?
Doctors are pretty big on giving out patient information, so great idea to call.
Yeah, but he's also like a house call doctor to the stars, so you never know.
Oh, cool.
I'm mainly interested in wondering, like, finding out, like, how much does a house call at Kanye West cost?
I don't know.
You want to dial him up?
Sure. I'm in. I'm all in.
Do you see the number, Jay? Beep, bop, bort.
The doctor.
The doctor. It's also the anniversary of his mother's death, so, and he was very tight with mommy.
And
like Drew pointed out, though, that was years ago.
It was.
It's not the first year anniversary.
No, I know.
The mama G was 9 years ago. You know, I've read that.
A breast implant gone wrong.
Who?
Wait, it wasn't a stomach staple?
Momager?
Kanye's mom.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the surgery that killed her.
It was breast implants?
It was like 4 different surgeries. What's the doctor's name?
A house call doctor? I don't know. The guy that made the 911. Let me look it up real quick. Just let it ring. I'm sure. Hello?
Doctor?
Hello?
Is this the doctor?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Oh, House Call Doctor of the Stars. Hi, this is Drew and Mark. We're calling on our podcast in Michigan. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How can I help you?
Well, your phone number's on Inside Edition, so we thought that must have been an invitation to you were taking some calls from the media, apparently?
Yeah, no, I'm not commenting.
Oh, well, can you tell us what it costs for a house call to the stars? We were curious.
My fee is that, the $500 flat fee.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, I thought we thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Do you like doing house calls, being out on the road instead of in some office?
Yeah, it's a nice job.
Can you comment on Kanye West? Do you think he's going to be okay soon?
I have no comment. Sorry.
Okay.
How old are you?
Doctor of the Stars?
You sound really young.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm 43.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Is there anyone else in this niche, or are you one of the only doctors to the stars that makes house calls?
There's a lot of concierge doctors.
Concierge doctors.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Did you make a number of calls like virtually every day of the week? Are you calling on some star at home?
I can't comment, sir. Sorry, but thank you for the call.
That's a very generic question, but
bye-bye.
Up to you.
All right, later.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye.
I would not hire him because his kids are yapping in the back. That doesn't sound very professional.
Except that you know he wants to be out the hell out of the house. Around that.
Yeah, but you never know. He might have to bring his kids when he shows up to your house call.
I don't think so.
You know, you got two brats running around while he's, you know, checking your prostate.
Oh, there's probably a Mrs. Doctor.
I think he's going to be overstat without the kids.
No matter what hour of the day.
Mrs. Doctor the Stars. That was funny. We got through the conversation without ever knowing what his name was.
I still don't know, Drew, and I've been Googling it the whole time. It's just House Call Doctor Los Angeles.
He sounds really young, like he's one of those, you know, amazing.
No, he did sound young.
Dr. Michael Farzam, F-A-R-Z-A-M.
Yeah.
And he's got really good reviews. So.
Really?
Here's one that's bad.
The Stars?
One star. From Renee. I called at around 11 p.m. The recording says someone will call back within an hour. I didn't get a call back until a little before 9 a.m. the next day. I would hardly call that open 24 hours. Bottom line, a house calls $500, so it was too much and too late.
Well.
But everybody else loves it. Five star.
To go attend Kanye?
Well, I wonder if he's been there before or not. Probably not, though, wouldn't you think?
Hard to say. I don't know. Kanye's trainer called 911. And
this guy made the 911.
Yeah, he called the Doctor of the Stars or whatever. He came and he called 911. He realized it was way over his head.
Because I feel like if you were Kanye's doctor, you probably would not have called 911 until it was really, really late.
Oh, but when they called 911, they said his name was like Dave Smith or something.
It was Jim Jones.
Jim Jones, that's right. Yeah.
The first thing I thought of.
They all went, is he related to the Guyana guy?
Exactly.
You got a real nutcase over there, huh?
That's exactly my point. Is that the name you
want
to
use? Can I send TMZ over?
For 5150 old Jim Jones?
No. Right? Wrong name.
Yeah.
But he must have been like really... really crazed, you know, because they said don't let him be alone and don't let him get near
weapons. But they don't know who he is.
You know, one of the stories I read today said that this is weird because I've never heard of this. He's a Lexapro addict that he takes.
What's Lexapro?
Lexapro is an antidepressant. And apparently some people get addicted to it and take way beyond the prescribed amount.
Really?
On a daily basis because it has some effect in terms of, I don't know if it's... if it helps keep you up.
Huh.
Because he doesn't like to go to sleep.
Why does he just take mushrooms?
I don't know.
He could just take speed.
As an antidepressant, it's not working.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess it worked when he took the right amount. It was fine, but apparently he got a little too into Lexapro. In fact, he wrote a song about Lexapro, it said, in the story. Yeah. Oh
my God.
Wait, I forgot what the line was.
The last person who wrote a song about their medication was Jackson.
Jackson. Delauded.
No, it was Demerol.
Oh, Demerol, that's right.
He wrote a song about Demerol.
Yes.
Demerol.
A very flattering song about Demerol. I think he was talking about his lover.
Of course. Bob Demerol.
Pretty much was.
12-year-old Bobby Demerol.
Hey, how about today in rock and roll history for December the 1st? December 2nd. December 2nd. Today's the 2nd, right? Yes, Thursday. Cindy Bird's Song of the Supremes was kidnapped. Did you know she was kidnapped at knife point?
No, really?
What's that?
Today is the first, right? Yeah, today's the first.
Yeah, but by the time
they hear this tomorrow. Yeah. It doesn't matter what day you want to do.
I'll stick with the second. Okay. I like some of the stuff on here.
Sentence open.
By Diana Ross?
No.
Oh.
Although you would think she'd be a suspect. I love that story about the Motown 25-year thing where Mary Wilson and Diana Ross were apparently singing, and at some point Mary Wilson, I guess, stepped in front of her position, and Diana actually like put her arm in front of her, like shoved her back.
Oh, boy.
I love like, that story.
This is Diana Ross and the Supremes, honey.
When she was at the White House, did you notice her hair is so voluminous?
It is.
Oh, Diana, yeah.
She had to fight with it to get the metal around her neck.
She does have the ultimate volume hair. Anyway, Cindy Birdsong of the Supremes was kidnapped at knife point by a maintenance man who worked in the building she lived in. That's the guy. If you're going to be kidnapped, might as well be kidnapped by the maintenance man, right? At least if you have any kind of problems with technology, he's right there.
Yeah.
Sure. She later escaped unharmed by jumping out of his car on the San Diego freeway. The kidnappers arrested in Las Vegas 4 days later.
Huh.
1976, the first day of the photo shoot for the forthcoming Pink Floyd Animals album took place at Battersea Power Station. Isn't that a great record?
God.
With a giant inflatable pig lashed between two of the structure's tall towers, a trained marksman was hired, ready to fire if the inflatable escaped, but was not needed on this the first day. Unfortunately,
I can guarantee you that marksman was dying for that thing to get away.
Of course.
He wanted to shoot a big balloon.
The following day, the marksman hadn't been rebooked, so when the inflatable broke free from its moorings, it was able to float away, eventually landing in Kent, where it was recovered by a local farmer who reportedly furious it had scared his cows.
Imagine a giant pig coming at you.
No, hilarious. A cow. That's wild. 1978, Rod Stewart was number one on the singles chart with Do You Think I'm Sexy, his disco effort. That was really the beginning of the end for Rod, wasn't it?
It was. Truly.
I think the stomach-pumping rumor got stronger around that time.
He had to make some more money.
And
go away.
Unless we have... Oh. 1983, MTV aired the full 14-minute version of Michael Jackson's Thriller video for the first time.
The Thriller.
Now regarded as the most influential pop music video of all time. The video is inducted in the National Film Registry.
Do we both say it? The Thriller. Do we both say it?
Ah, ha, ha, ha,
ha. The Thriller. Stop it, Vincent. You're scaring me.
Thieves broke into the London home Madonna shared with Guy Ritchie on this day in 2000. The Raiders forced their way in through a basement door and then took a set of car keys before loading up Guy Ritchie's car with some of their possessions and driving off in his car.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Wow. I'm sure they're fine. They have plenty.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
They probably took them weeks. Hey, where'd that car go? So Rocco!
They probably didn't even notice it was gone.
That's what I mean.
Eight cars. And Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne were selling off their possessions on this day in 2007. They brought in over $1 million in charity cash. What were they selling? Oh, their custom pool table. Ozzy's trademark round glasses went for $5,000. The bearded wire model of the Eiffel Tower that adorned the kitchen fetched $10,000.
Because it was on TV?
Sounds like a lot of crap, actually. Probably. And then 2012, Led Zeppelin got a prestigious award from Barack Obama for their significant contribution to American culture and the arts. Dressed in suits and bow ties, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and Jimmy Page were among a group of artists who received their Kennedy Center honors. Boy, I knew we were all getting old when Led Zeppelin got their Kennedy Center honors. That really, that was a sign, wasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-mm-mm. And, oh, Bobby Keys died on this day in 2012. He was the Stones' great sax player who used to party with Keith big time. In fact, they were really on the verge of kicking him out of the band a couple times because they felt he was a bad influence on Keith. Wow. If such a thing is possible.
They never thought that Keith was a bad influence on him?
Well, I'm sure he was.
Were right.
They just figured even those who Keith's a bad influence on are probably good not to have around because they just aren't helpful to Keith.
Keith is still alive.
Yeah, Keith's still around.
It's clear this guy was the worst influence.
He died of cirrhosis of the liver, too.
Wow.
Weakling.
I don't know if he was up for a transplant at the time. It just said he died as a result of cirrhosis at his home in Franklin, Tennessee. He started touring at age 15 with Bobby V and Buddy Holly. Wow. Was best known, though, for being the main sax player for the Rolling Stones. In fact, I've seen him introduced at many a show. Great player. And that's about it for today in rock. And let's see.
Did you see Justin Verlander and Kate Upton bought a new house?
No, where is it?
Beverly Hills, California.
Oh, really?
$5.5 million. It's beautiful.
Very interesting.
5,000 square. Well, I know. Didn't you think of the whole rumor about him going to the Dodgers?
Well, I was hoping it was maybe in Birmingham or Bloomfield Hills or something.
Whose money? Hers or his?
That's a good question. Probably his. Right?
Yeah, I would think. I don't know. How much cash does she haul in with her, whatever she does?
I'm sure.
What does she do besides walking around looking hot?
Well,
she's done. She's done movies. She's done commercials.
Game. I mean, but he's repped a game for a while.
She probably. I don't.
Video game.
I bet you she hasn't made lifetime what he makes in a year.
$20 million.
Yeah. Yeah. He makes more in a year than she's made in her lifetime.
Yeah, her celebrity net worth $20 million.
Yeah.
Look up JV's celebrity net worth. I think we already have. It seems to me it's about 75.
But remember, there's all that talk about trading him, which, of course, now the word is the tie. Celebrity net worth is always wrong. I mean, always right, Joe.
Celebrity net worth? Don't question celebrity net worth, Joe.
Always right. What are you talking about?
Don't ever question celebrity
net worth.
The internet. Way more than 60 million.
He is worth way more than 60 million.
Joey, are you one of those guys that questions Zillow, too?
Zillow, no.
Zillow's always
actually right.
How much money Verlander's made in his career, and he's worth way more than $60 million.
Remember, he pays half of it in federal tax.
Easily.
Really?
He's been playing forever, and he has endorsements. And yeah.
10 years at least, right?
He should have more. I don't know. I mean, he buys a lot of cars and stuff. He definitely spends money.
Where does this website...
Yeah, but doesn't he count those as assets? Doesn't Celebrity Net Worth go, oh, he's got this car, and that house? And
well, but they lose a lot of value once you buy them.
Yeah, they depreciate immediately, but... Although those cars probably don't not as fast because they're
not like
rare cars.
Run-of-the-mill car, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
What's his career earnings?
His career earnings have got to be, I would guess, around 120, 140. Because he's been making 28 for, what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
He's made him a bundle.
Yeah.
No doubt.
He's never going to go hungry.
Hey, have you guys heard any of the new Stones music? You know, they've got this blues album.
That album, no.
Have you heard any of it, Trudy?
I heard the one that they released a couple weeks ago.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I mean, I usually don't like new music from older bands, but really good.
Well, it's not new music at least.
Well,
I mean, they're not
covers.
It's old blues covers.
Yeah. No, good pick. Really
it's
good
funny
pick.
How that's really what they always wanted to do was blues music.
Yeah.
And of course it doesn't work out. They end up writing
It doesn't work out.
pop rock or blues rock, or I don't know, soul rock. I don't know what you call the Rolling Stones music, but it's not blues.
Right.
Except for Midnight Rambler and maybe a few others. But yeah, it's all covers from Muddy Waters and a lot of their favorites from over the years.
That's pretty cool.
Not an original on there. I heard a medley of it, just gives you a few lines of every song. I thought it sounded really good.
Yeah, that is good.
Probably no one will buy it.
And Mick sounds really good on this.
He sounds the same to me as he sounded 40 years ago, I swear. I really never hear a difference in his voice.
Are they invited to the inauguration, do you think?
I don't think they'll be going. It's funny, Trump keeps playing their music, too. He doesn't give a fuck.
Why did they stop that?
They can't.
Oh, because it's...
I thought they could stop it if they really pushed it.
Depends. A lot of those songs are licensed. It depends where it's at. But remember, a lot of those songs are licensed to the arena.
Oh, that's right.
So the arena pays the license. And if you're in the arena, you can play that song.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There's no way to stop it. But I don't know if he does like a one-off... At the airport hangar, like he does, like he's doing his tour now.
Oh.
His Thank You America tour.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
Has a president-elect ever done that?
I don't think so.
Went on a whistle stop.
Oh, wait a sec, though. No, someone went around on a train, didn't they?
Did Clinton do that?
Not Clinton. I'm talking...
Ancient?
Yeah.
President?
Like Harry Truman?
Yeah, like went around. I think even before that, like rode around on a train just thanking people. But that might have been on his way to Washington. I don't know.
Well, that wasn't such a big deal then.
No.
Now it's, you know, he's got a million.
They were buying radio ads in
GMC.
Cincinnati. Did you know that?
No, yeah. Buying radio ads thanking people?
No, buying radio ads to sell seats or fill up the place where he was appearing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Now, why are they doing that? He never had a problem filling his speeches up before. What, are they afraid that the Trump mania is wearing down?
Well, I mean, it's done. The election's done, right?
Yeah.
Are people as rabid today as they were a month ago?
I don't think so.
No.
Except his opponents, maybe. Although, there's not even protests on the streets anymore.
Yeah, but they're not going to go see him.
Pretty much
over.
I'm just saying in terms of people being rabid.
Did that peter out?
It's over.
Oh, surprising.
Yeah, I mean,
shocking.
I put on CNN at night, and I don't see them going out to the streets of...
Well, it's because they ran out of money to pay those professional protesters.
Oh.
Stop it.
Well, it is expensive.
Nobody has, you know, wants to stay away from home and be discomforted by that. No.
But on the political front, there were two fairly big events in the Black Lives Matter world. The Charlotte shooting is not going to court at all. They decided that was a
justifiable
shooting. And I don't know if that's going to create a big problem, if Charlotte's going to blow up over that. It doesn't seem like it at the moment, but we'll see. And the South Carolina case, this guy, he took the stand. Now, he shot this guy in the back.
Yeah.
I don't know what in the hell he can say. Now, I heard a little of his testimony yesterday. Did you hear any of it?
No.
No? Did you hear any of it, Mark?
The officer?
Yeah.
Wait, which one are we talking about? South Carolina,
shot
right?
the guy in the back. You know, he's on somebody's cell phone camera.
I saw he couldn't explain why he moved the taser.
No. He picks up the taser, moves it closer to the body.
Yeah.
And then about 5 minutes later, before they get there, he comes and picks it up and just takes it away.
Yeah.
But it's all captured on the video. So he had to try to explain it, but he said, I don't know what I was doing. I have no idea. But the fact is, the guy has his back to him. Mm-hmm. He's running away. He's all of, I don't know what, 30, 40 yards away, and he shoots him and kills him. I don't know what in the hell he can say that would make a jury not find him guilty.
What did he pull him over for?
Oh, boy. It was something minor. Plate or it was
something?
EWB. It was a big nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. And then along, what's the other big case? Oh, the Mateen Cleaves case.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that in part one at all, did
no,
we?
No, no. Yeah. She was on the stand today, the victim.
Yeah,
the
they're still trying
victim.
To determine if there's a case there, and I have to believe this thing is going to go to court.
Case?
Because
it seems like he's guilty.
I think he's guilty as hell.
Yeah.
They're trying to hang their hat on the fact that the girl never said, no, stop raping me. No.
I am being raped. I do not like it. Please stop. Like, that's what they want her to say or something.
Yeah, and what she said was, I want to go home.
Yeah.
And apparently, I want to go home is not the same as no. Well, I can tell you, if I'm on top of someone and they're saying, I want to go home, I think I'm probably going to kind of turned off.
I think vacating the room totally nude would constitute as a, I don't like what's going on in this room, so I'm leaving it nude. Like, that sounds like a no to me.
Yeah.
And she did it twice.
I thought it was three times originally, but apparently
I think the third time she got free and went to the witness.
Who called 911 almost immediately, by the way, the first next door, who also said that the second time she tried to run away when he grabbed her, that she mouthed help to her in the next room. So I don't think this thing sounds too good for Mateen Cleaves. I mean, I never did think it sounded too good for him, but it really doesn't.
No,
well.
I guess the defense showed a video of her like fixing her hair at the gas station they went to. But she said she blacked out like after the gas station.
Yeah, there are a few things that aren't going to help her.
Weird.
She was pretty drunk, it sounds like.
Well, the witness was, you know, the best for the prosecution.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything she heard and saw. Plus, she's on film, right? She's on closed circuit film.
Yeah. No, I think he's got a big problem. I think he raped her.
Yeah, it really sounds like it.
And serious issue, shallow thought.
Yes.
LaDuff and I called the hotel because it sounded like it just sounded like a real shitty hotel.
Yeah.
So one Friday, I don't think you were here, Mark, we called the hotel just to see what it cost. He was staying in a $49 room.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
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 It really was not a very nice hotel. You could actually pay an extra $5 and get, was it a vibrating bed?
Oh, nice.
Is that what it was?
Nice.
Yeah, VIP package. And when we asked what the VIP package was, they had a real hard time explaining it. But I think the vibrating bed was all they could come up with.
I hope he sprung for it.
Yeah, it was the coffee maker. That's right. That's right.
They showed it on TV today. They showed the hotel.
How did it look?
Not that great.
Dumpy?
Yeah. But I don't know how many nice hotels are around there.
I know, but you just—I did not picture Mateen Cleaves staying in a $49 hotel room.
Wouldn't he take that money just to pay somebody or get an Uber to drive him back home?
Maybe,
right?
Yeah, something like that, or then go to the nearest decent hotel. I don't know. I just thought—I guess I just thought Mateen Cleaves did fairly well, but obviously, I don't know.
I would.
He
think
played
he
what a couple years in the NBA, and he probably hasn't worked that much.
Too.
He's.
Yeah, he was in the NBA for a while.
He probably gets a pension. He's on Fox Sports.
Yeah, I think he's.
How many years was he in the NBA? I don't know why I thought he was only in the league a short time.
Joe said, I think long enough to get a pension. 8 years, maybe?
Oh, I had no idea.
Right, Joe?
I'm looking it up right now. I think 6 seasons.
All right, 6. Should be enough for a pension.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then he went to the D-League for a while. In 2000, he got drafted by the Pistons. 2006, it looks like he was with Seattle.
And what's his celebrity net worth? That site is always right.
Oh, Jay, by all means. Mateen Cleaves.
They just missed, they put Verlander's numbers to Mateen and vice versa.
$49 in a pack.
I'm going to predict it's $200,000 at the most.
What?
$4 million?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I just wouldn't think he'd be staying at that hotel if he's worth $4 million.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think there's really nice hotels around there. Okay.
All right.
Was this woman an acquaintance of his?
No, she met him that night. They took photos while they were cleaning up. At a golf outing, a charity golf outing, and then they went to the bar.
In the Flint area?
Grand Blanc, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Wow.
And people were like, well, her boyfriend was with her. Why'd she get him a teen because he leaves his car?
Yeah, well.
Well, come on, though. You don't expect to be assaulted just by getting a ride from someone.
No,
that's judgment, but no, you shouldn't have to expect that.
Yeah.
All of the points against her they're just red herrings.
Yeah.
It doesn't excuse him for forcing himself on this woman, which it does seem he did. But it's going to be, I bet it'll be a real hard fought case.
Hey.
Whatever money he does have, he's going to spend on his defense because he's going to need it.
Talk about undefensible, the story that you were telling us about earlier about the guy at the bus stop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my man. This is crazy.
Yeah, he's your man, all
right.
This
happened in a day? Just a regular day?
This is a guy that makes things happen. They're not good things at all.
No.
They're mostly bad things. But
lots of bad things.
He combines some of the strangest behavior.
He's a great time manager, you gotta admit.
Yeah, he gets a lot, he achieves a lot of, well, he does a lot of shitty things mostly. But
he gets them all done at the same time.
He'll surprise you. Mateen Cleaves only played 167 games in the NBA. That's 2 seasons. He played 78 1 year, 32 Let's... games, 12 games, 4 games, 14 games, 27 games.
Yeah, but he's still on the roster.
Well, I don't know if he's on the roster, but he plays 27 games. Oh, because he had DNPs, you think?
Yeah,
he didn't play. Probably.
Yeah, they don't. Not everybody plays every game.
Yeah.
Average, let's see.
He rode the pine.
Yeah,
3.6 points a game.
All right, here's your man.
Goes on a rampage against innocent people.
He is accused of stabbing two people, including a DDOT bus driver.
Notice what they have the witness describe.
With that story.
It's a great witness.
Witnesses watch a man throw a brick at a woman in a car with a child in Detroit, 10:30 p.m. Tuesday night here on West McNichols at Greenfield.
He was standing up on the corner down there. He threw a brick through a girl's window that had a baby in the car seat.
Then it gets bizarre. They watch the guy unzip his pants.
What? Then he was taking out his private part, whipping around.
And the 34-year-old man from Detroit had also been shot before he got here.
He was shot in the foot.
What?
And the girl tried to go in the store, so he cut her neck. But he had a knife about this big, but he nicked her.
What was
the 33-year-old woman was rushed to the hospital in serious condition with a slashing wound to her neck. Then this man, who had somehow been previously shot in the foot, attempted to board the bus, telling the bus driver he had to go to the hospital.
The driver
was his penis still out?
He was part of a crime scene and that he was not allowed to do that. Information is that he became upset. He pulled out a knife and stabbed the bus driver.
Attacked the 51-year-old male bus driver by slashing him across the cheek with his knife.
Men
on the block tackled the guy and sat on him.
The bus driver was rushed to the hospital in serious condition.
DDOT releases this statement. While even one assault is too many, we are proud of the fact that we've had only two.
Do we really need a statement from DDOT?
Have been seriously assaulted. And
I think they said it all.
40% incident reduction over the past
3 years.
Yeah,
but about this nut with his penis. Penis out.
Inside and out.
There's a little bit of the witness say that he was whipping it around.
Maintains a presence on many buses every day. Detroit police say the 34-year-old suspect is possibly homeless and with a possible
this
mental
fucker's
condition.
Homeless. He's got all that energy.
Rushed to the hospital by Detroit EMS in police custody.
I don't want to see your wiener.
Shot wound to the foot. Police are working to learn how he was shot, and his mental status will be evaluated.
But he be around in this area all the time. But we know he's off. But don't nobody want to be around the man, you know, because
This I won't be around that guy.
Because he clearly has pulled his penis out many times before.
Yeah.
Is expected to face charges. He's in custody in Northwest Detroit.
I liked how the witness was, you know, showing how he was whipping it around.
A little demonstration.
He did. He was like,
"Well, I don't think we're going to top that." So,
how many incidents though in that one? Were there like
two stabbings? He was a victim. He was shot.
He threw the brick at the car.
Yeah.
Then he pulled his penis out and whipped it around, as the guy said.
And he stabbed.
Then he stabbed the girl. Then he tried to carjack the bus.
And he stabbed that guy.
Stabbed the bus driver.
But he was also shot in the foot somehow.
Shot at the foot before any of it started. So that's another incident. So that's five things right there.
The lesson is, if you ever meet this guy, don't shoot him in the foot because it's going to set him off.
Don't spend more than 10 seconds around him. Something crazy will happen.
But at least he did it all at once, maybe, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe he gets it out of his system, and then he chills out for a while. Hey, the shop, the Drew and Mike shop, is not open forever. The Drew and Mike store.com, Drew and Mike store.com. Last chance to get the Drew and Mike original men's T-shirt, the women's T-shirt, the hoodie, and the knit cap. Sale ends Monday, December 5th. So... You can go to Drew and Mike podcast as well, punch up merch, and we've got the Honolulu blue and silver shirt as well, which, how's that doing, Joe?
It's doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, not bad at all, actually.
Is that the hot new item, or is it still the black shirt?
It's the hot new item.
It is.
No doubt.
Okay.
It's cool.
So we're merching our way to Christmas, and if you do get this, if you do order this by December the 5th, we do feel they will get it for Christmas.
No guarantees, but that's the plan. Because some people are in Canada, might not get it before Christmas. That is definitely the plan. That's why we set it up.
If you're in the continental U.S., you have a better chance.
Absolutely.
Apparently.
Detroit,
according to Joe. Hold Joe to that.
Are you going to have a BOGO?
And if you're 3X or 4X or 5X,
there's
a shirt for you.
Yeah, really? That was the big problem with the last go-around. We just didn't have the big shirt. So. Yeah.
And other stuff is coming. I know we're getting a lot.
How are you spelling that?
Like coffee mugs and things.
The merchandise never stops.
Cool.
Well, it's going
really
to.
Cool.
It's going to stop. I
mean. Well, it will stop. But there's always, the wheels are always churning.
Just want to know if he's wafting a fart or picking his ass.
That's
model
right,
number
so
one. Yeah. I think he's picking his ass.
That was a while ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, that guy's.
Yeah, I look great in that tan.
All right, so buy merch. Because you want it, and we want you to buy it. And it's nicely priced for Christmas for stocking stuffers. Hopefully it'll be there. And Charlie DeDuff will be with us tomorrow. We'll see what that man is up to. And I guess that's about it. Listen to Trudy on 94.7 WCSX. You're not on tomorrow because you're on vacation,
no,
right?
One more day of vacation.
You'll have to listen to Trudy on Monday.
Thanks for spending your vacation with us.
Yeah, it's the best. It's fun.
You don't have to get up early tomorrow.
I know. That's great.
Trudy, did you get one of those shirts?
I did get one. I got one of those, and I got a jacket.
Sweet.
You got a men's shirt too.
Hoodie and a men's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Joey got a men's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
At cost.
He's an avowed listener. He really is.
He's still listening to the podcast?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Joey.
He has advice for.
I didn't know if he was old enough
for
yet.
Jay and Mark and their phone problems.
I know. I need him.
He buttonholed me the other day and he goes, "A couple of things you have to tell Mark when you see him."
Uh oh.
What did he
advise Mark?
It had to do with the contract issue where you have to buy your phone outright rather than, you know, if you go in and do a new contract, you can't get unlimited calls, you know, unlimited data.
How did Joey become such a phone expert?
Millennial. We all know. It's just ingrained.
Probably.
In
yeah. Yeah, but he was on the Verizon. There was like a customer council for a while.
Oh, cool.
What?
So when he was
really?
A little bit, yeah, when he was younger, he went on, you know, they would send him a phone and he would evaluate it for what he liked about it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he had like a crap load of phones.
The customer council?
Yeah.
Really?
He was just a tester then, right?
Well, yeah, kind of like a beta tester.
That's
so.
Cool.
And they don't do that anymore, but he really learned a lot and, you know, threw himself into it. And And so every negotiation with a phone, if there's anything, like I broke the screen protector, I think, today.
Uh-oh.
Dropping it on your floor has to be negotiated very carefully.
Dropping it on your floor.
Because you know, they don't want you to have that unlimited. I presume they don't like the unlimited data. They want to like get different
of
arrangements,
course.
Maybe, or
weak.
Possibly. I don't know if that's the case.
Did he have any advice about Mark's ringer that cannot be turned off?
Not about that so much, but about the playing the game and having to blow Charlotte out.
Yeah, I know.
Your cell phone.
And what to do about that.
I thought I had a pretty simple solution.
Yeah, it's I guess if you must play the
game. And I don't feel as bad when she wakes me up at 2 a.m. like she did last night crying going, "Where's my flashlight?" Huh? What?
Your child needs...
What time was this?
2 a.m. Where is my flashlight? Yeah.
What did she need her flashlight for?
I don't know. Apparently she wanted to walk around in the dark.
Jeez.
I didn't know she had a flashlight. That's the worst part.
I was going to say, I don't know many two-year-olds that own a flashlight.
I know. So Julie goes, well, she gave her a flashlight because she likes to wake up in the middle of the night and turn on all the lights, like in her room.
Your daughter needs a YouTube channel right
now.
No,
she doesn't. That'll just build her ego.
Oh, no, she does. You don't ever have to work again if you can get Charlotte.
Then she came in at 5 o'clock because... all the Christmas decorations are up now, and we put up the train, the toy train. It's a Michigan toy train, by the way. Put up the Michigan toy train, and so at 5 a.m. she woke me up to go play with it. I'm like, no, we're not going downstairs to play with the toy train at 5 a.m.
Oh, man, she is a whirlwind.
So needless to say, most of the day today I spent playing with the toy train.
How's your Christmas list, by the way?
What do you mean?
How many toys is she asking for? How many exciting products has she seen that she wants?
She's only 2.5. She doesn't know to ask for anything.
Really?
Yeah. No, she doesn't get that concept.
She doesn't watch much TV either.
No.
So she doesn't see advertisements.
No.
That would suck her in pretty quick.
No. She does want dolls. She loves dolls.
When they become cognizant of the things that you have to have, that's when it's trouble.
Hey, you know what? I want to ask you this, Trudy.
This one.
2 years old.
I've come to find out that people that have toddlers, like, 2, 3, 4, they'll wrap up the toys they have now as gifts so they don't have to buy other stuff. I thought that was a genius thing to do because they don't remember the Christmas, and they'll immediately like the gift because they're like, hey, it's my toy.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that to Joey?
No.
I thought that was genius. I've heard 4 people tell me that.
Really?
Kids don't say, hey, wait, that's already mine. You can't give me that.
No, they're like, Santa's that's mine. I love that thing. I forgot about that thing.
And they just like the joy of receiving.
They like opening gifts. They like opening
gifts. Wow.
I don't think I'd try to pull that one, but, but let me know how it goes.
Yeah. Later on in life, you might regret that.
All right, have a good one, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow with Charlie LaDuff.